Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invite you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Leaders are like the wind. Oh Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah hu wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Openly acknowledging that Allah is the one God. There are no partners with Allah. And Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace be upon him, is a servant and messenger of Allah. Greetings of peace to everyone. Assalamu alaikum. The peace be upon you. Kum, kaf, mim, upon you, your intelligent self, you as an individual, you as a group. Praise be to Almighty God. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, your host for tonight, here at the table with you as we welcome you to the CWSC Think Tank Sessions on Governance, and governance includes a lot, we know, definitely, our human selves. So as the discussion begins tonight, my contribution to the beginning of it will be from Surah, and referencing the number seven, referencing the connection of seven. So let's begin. because we're speaking about governance, and governance includes human discipline. Human discipline comes with a human awareness in order to have a true human delivery. And so the delivery system by which we use to deliver the message, and the message being La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, or La ilaha illallah, there's no other deity besides Allah. Nothing to be given that acknowledgement. Only Allah. And then the other attributes that we may use, there's a variation of them, many I should say. So we choose to use is still the one, the one, the one, the one, the one. Praise be to Allah. So welcome once again as we're going to begin from Quran. As I was studying, and we're all pretty much aware of governance now, and as we are connecting, if you were writing anything down, this is all part of the 50-year human family strategic planning. One moment. Quran. I'm going to go to Surah 7. And, of course, you know, Surah 7 is Al-Araf, the height. Surah 17, Al-Isra, Al-Isra. And wherever the 7 is, we know that there's a completion. And how do we address it? How do we connect with it? And that's the governance. That's how we're thinking about governing ourselves. Looking for the signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and not being in a bewildered state of being, and not being in a spooky sense of it, but seeing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referenced the 7 levels above and the 7 levels below. And Allah designed that. And we can just connect with this, definitely, again, without getting into some disconnected form of thought. All right? It has to have its connection for us to have a clear, direct delivery of the message, and the message being La ilaha illallah, and the example being Muhammad Rasulullah. So staying connected to that and highlighting that in our life, the fact that we are in physical by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is Allah, that this physical form has 5 and 7 references. So as it is, we compute that in our everyday life based on the 7 principles and based on the 5 pillars. All right, so not to get off into that just right now, let's go to Surah 7. And as I mentioned this, Surah 17 is the Isra. Isra, Ra, and I believe it's Alif after that. But Isra, Alif Sin, when Alif is in front of a number, a letter, excuse me, a word, then the root of that word is there. And what would you think that the root of that word is in Isra? When the second letter is, it has a sukun, doesn't have a vowel of above or below it, then that usually is the beginning of the actual root word, the foundation. Then that the word begins with S sound, either fatha, dhamma, or kasra. And those are indications of how to reference that word. But nonetheless, let's try it here. Surah, Surah, Sarah. You get it? And so you can make any kind of connection you want, but it will be a real thinking connection. Surah, Surah, Sarah. Isra. Isra. say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the Isra as the journey, the night journey. The foundation, what's the connection with the night journey? The Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, Muhammad, making that night journey. Does Prophet have a connection with the Sirah? Does the Prophet have a connection with Surah? Does the Prophet have a connection with Sarah? Either way, Surah, Sarah, Sirah all have a connection with movement. So we know that Hijrah has a connection with journeying. And we know that the Mihraj has its connection with movement. All right. Let's go to the Quran. Surah 7, yes. I didn't mention Isra'el, did I? But there with Isra'el is a connection with Sarah. And the children of Isra'el. Let's go here. Okay, let's see here. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim Sod. Kitabun unzila ilayka fala yakun fi sodrika harajun minhu litundira bih wadhikra lil mu'minin. Sadaqallahu azim. Alif Lam Mim Sod. Those are letters that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only knows the meaning of. Second ayah, a book revealed unto you. So let your heart be oppressed no more by any difficulty on that account, that with it you might warn the erring, and the erring is in parentheses, the believers. Mu'minin. And we go to mu'minin, the root of that is MNF, that of faith, all right? Mu'min, those who believe, or those of faith. So let's see. It says, Kitabun unzila, sent down, that it was sent down, ilayka, to you. So let not fala yakun you be in sodrika, in your breath, harajun, easiness or any difficulty in you or in or from it, excuse me, minhu litundira, so that you can warn. Nadara is warning with it. And a reminder, dhikra, Yusuf Ali chose to say, you might warn them and teach. And teaching, dhikra, reminding, that means that it is in our, built within our mental makeup. Lil mu'minin, for the believers, or for the faithful. And I wanted to get to the Isra'el. you know, it is important. It is important to me that reading the entire, this is Surah 7, but where it references Israel, let me go to Iblis or to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, and you'll understand in a moment. I apologize for rambling. Ayat 13. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qala fa bi minha fama yakunu laka an tatakabbara fiha. فاخرج إنك من الصاغرين. You down from this. It is not for you to be arrogant here. Get out. For you are of the meanest, and in parentheses, of creatures. The you, and I don't know if you and having the discussion about when we say "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim," but let me read the rest of that at the next 14th ayat. Qala ansurni ila yawmi yub'athun, and the word there, the root word is ba'tha. That the same ba'tha that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is ba'thu, but ba'tha is the main part of raising up. And this is, now you know it is Iblis asking for it, that Iblis became arrogant, then the shape, the arrogance itself is a separation from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted of his servant, of Allah's servant. And so arrogance does not fit in the category of believing, of having faith. Arrogance and having faith are as separate or as far divided as can be. So arrogance is connected with separating ourselves from the remembrance of Allah. I read these because that connection is there. That not only do we take on that attribute sometimes, perhaps, and maybe there are many of us who don't, but any attribute that is connected with being of the shaytan, who were created as jinn, but created to be a servant of Allah. And there are the jinn that are still in jinn form, not in shaitan form. And then there's that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created as to be true human. So Allah revealed the Quran so that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, can warn us with the words in Quran, directing our attention to Quran. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where are we? Where do we place ourselves when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is declaring, get you down from here? That down, when we become arrogant or become separated from the good of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded the human being, then we become despondent. The more and more we become separate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah and the greatness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us in that true human form, then we have gotten down from the level of what it takes to be at peace. There are levels to go through or to have as a part of our life in order to be at peace. When we're not at peace, then we're at the levels below that, that far below that, and we have to travel back upward and to stand up again in our spirit, stand up in our soul. And this is for real. It is for real. So the journey is being taken by all of us. So when we speak now of this seventh month being Rajab, and the 27th has been indicated as when the date that they apply saying is the, when the Mihraj performed, but it is more the more connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessing Prophet Muhammad to make the connection with those that came before him. Make the connection. And those connections are important in our development. So let me see now if anyone has any contribution you want to share. I thank you for allowing me to open up in this manner. So praise be to Allah, our development. Go to the studio here. And press 1 anytime you want to make any comment. Praise be to Allah. And pray that we're making a connection. So I want to make sure that we are connected because it is of like minds that we want to be and that we are diligently wanting to follow that which is that completes us. The number 7 is completed. That means the 7 levels that Prophet Muhammad, praise and peace, was a form of completion. Completion for the human development. And it says when he led them all in prayer, well, that means that he completed and totally submitted himself to the will of Allah. And likewise for us. So what denotes completion in our life? When we are not oppressed, when we totally declare that our faith in Allah is to the point that there's nothing in this world we can turn to say it's going to give me relief. It's going to take the place of what has been said as being put our trust in Allah, that there's something else that we can put our trust in. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't utilize what Allah has made for us to use. Use a car. Use the train system. Use the buses. Use our feet, if we will. Don't deny what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to have to make it through our life here in this. On this, every morning, every day, we rise. By Allah's grace and mercy, we rise. We are awakened. So the governance for ourselves is that we put in place those things spiritually and in order to have those things in place mentally, we are at peace, and then physically complete our process of why we're here, showing that we're serving Allah. So someone can cross our path while we're driving. Someone can say some ugly words. Someone can, we're at peace. We can attack, yes, if we have to defend, very important, defend ourselves. Our property, personal property, the body that we're in, or our properties, the shelter that we are in, the shelter, home, our property, the land. Any violation of that calls for defense. But we can, Allah, it is okay if we forgive, bypass, or overlook the faults of others. And especially if we find ourselves wanting to go beyond the measure of defending and we become aggressors. This is the governance for ourselves. Again, any questions or comments so far, please press 1 on your phone and we will open your mic. Now we'll go to Surah 17. That was RF, Source 7. on 17, we're saying we're looking at the numbers, the completion. I can't give any other credit to anything else that I've come to know that 10 represents a consciousness, level of consciousness. Then what does that consciousness mean? Imam Warthi Muhammad, Rahimullah Hulay, mercy of Almighty God be upon him, that he shared with us and all that he connected with from Quran and of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, brought me to an understanding. Willingly, I submitted to the understanding that he shared. So anyone listening, and when you hear Imam Warthi Muhammad's name, it is to the intelligence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him with that I openly acknowledge. 17. Not haphazard, I'm sure, that it is Al-Isra, the night journey, right? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Israel. So we'll go to 17:1. One through four. All right. For those who want to connect, it's Yusuf Ali's rendering. So here we go. And this is Surah 17, Al-Isra. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله. I think that's one. We'll read that now. And of course, everyone, you know, subhanAllah. All right. Seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Glory to, and in parentheses they put Allah, we know Subhana. Subhana Ladi. Ladi. Ooh, okay. Glory to Allah who did take his servant to a journey by night from the sacred mosque to the farthest mosque whose precincts, who did take his servant for a journey, excuse me, by night from the sacred mosque to the farthest mosque whose precincts, order that we might show him some of our signs, to come from the farthest, from the sacred mosque to the farthest mosque. And why? In order that we may show him some of our signs, for he is the one who hears and sees, in parenthesis, all things. So what are those signs? So as we study, we will come to know the developmental processes that Prophet Muhammad connected with. All right, continuing on, ayat 2. Sayyana Musa al-kitaba wa ja'alnahu hudan li bani Israel alla tattakhidhu min duni wakila. We gave Moses, the book, and made it a guide to the children of Israel. In parenthesis, commanding, close parenthesis, take not other than me as disposer of your, close parenthesis, affairs. We'll stop right there for a moment. Our affairs include how we govern ourselves, from our thinking to our conduct to the delivery process that becomes, whether it becomes politics, whether it becomes businesses, whatever it is how we conduct our affairs. Alhamdulillah. Continuing on to Surah Ayat 3, Surah 17. ثريات من حملنا مع نوح إنه كان عبدا شكورا O you that are sprung from those whom we have carried, whom we carried in parenthesis, in the ark, close parenthesis, with Noah. Verily, he was a devotee, most grateful. Ayat 4. Waqadana illa bani Israel. Fil kitabi latufsiduna fil ardi marrataini walata'luna aluwan kabira. And we gave, in parenthesis, clear, close parenthesis, warning to the children in the book that twice would they do mischief on the earth and be elated with mighty arrogance, in parenthesis, and twice would they be punish, close parenthesis. So now, Barakallahu Azeem, from here in Surah 7 that we just read, because arrogance is not to be a part of whatever was the upper, arrogance is not a part of that. And arrogance connected with the shaitan, that which separates us from the will of Allah, separates any that attaches our mental self, our spiritual self, with arrogance, we're separating ourselves from the will of Allah, for we're in the company of conducting ourselves in a very ill-will way, and we will become haughty. And that's connected with our being in the human way. We have that way, that path that we can take. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets us know, is letting us know, and that is not to Allah. Let's see if we have any, if anyone wants to make any comments before I go further. Okay, we do have 810265. My sister Deprisa calling you from Florida to Michigan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, my love. Big old hugs and love to you. And don't y'all start none. Don't start none out there in the AM 360, in the studio and online. Don't start it. You know y'all got hugs and love too, but right now, girlfriend, look, I'm like, no, I don't have anything to say right now, because I'm with you here, and I'm hearing, and we're reading. No, keep reading, baby. When you get through reading, then we'll talk.
All right. Mm-hmm. And praise be to Allah. Yeah, this journey is beautiful. I'm having a charming good time, everyone.
I know.
I'm like a first grader mm-hmm. sitting in the seat for the time and learning about the Hijra and making the connection that Hijra is connected to us. Surah, the journey,
mm-hmm.
all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then look
right today, in accordance when the warning came to Israel, look right today.
Look at it.
You think they done changed themselves? Still ain't changed themselves. See? But, hey, that's okay, because Allah already told them what was going to go down. So if somebody up there got, kind of with all their arrogance and got to the point that they, I can't even see what Allah is talking about no more because it's all about me and what I can do because of the position that I'm in, If I want to take your girl, don't even get to start on that because then that brought me to just to talk about Israel. Look at right here in the United States and what Trump, the elect, president. Now, elect mean that these people in the United States, this was the majority that say they wanted like this. And he's out trying to get into other people's territory. Telling them, because we could use that. See, we need that. We need that for our, putting the tanks and things and, they stuff up in there. In other words, they military or your surveillance or whatever they want to call it is be. They talking about going on other people's territory and saying, we want them. You can't do that. What make you think? No, it's got to come to an end. It's a done deal, baby. Allah gave it to them right there. And all of them that's carrying on in the same, whether they're in Israel, or is it in the United States or wherever it is, that's all carrying on like that. Allah highly glorified is he done gave them the warning and told them for sure that each time you will be punished. So the believer just got to, stay focused. Stay focused. Keep moving with the flow of things. It's like when I'm looking at it, when the prophet Moses, presence, he's a lot be up on him, and he went there and he had to, get the sea open up by Allah's command, I'm like, okay. And so it's just like that time right now. You can't lag behind. You got to get on through here. You got to go on, get on through here, and you can't nothing let anything, get your side attention or anything. So when we reading this very surah here, it's bringing out a right today what's taking place. And it's to encourage the believers, stay focused, stay in stride, for a surety, be of a surety, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highly glorified as he has said, that we can be of a surety with him. Well, hey, what's
there
up?
There it is, huh?
Let's roll in, baby. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Oh.
But that commercial say, just do it. 7-Up, I believe it was. I think it's just do it. Or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's that time. So you go in on 100 items. Yeah, I'm loving what you're doing right now, and we reading this here surah and bringing it all out, because this is going to take a lot of stress off a lot of folks if you just don't really understand this, Just hold tight. That's what I tell you all the time. Sit tight and keep focused.
I mean. And this is all in surah 17, everyone. You may have read it and gotten connected with it, so forgive me, but we can travel together, inshallah, God willing.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to leave your mic open. You can mute, and alhamdulillah, at any time, everyone, as you press 1 on your phone when something links into your mind that you This is a think tank session, all right? Putting it on the table. And yes, it will migrate into the politics of it all. And as each one of us living in our state, I was reading our Florida, I'm just at the Equal Protection Act, and there's so much more. I was reading about the education, our Florida Supreme Court. What does your constitution say about your state? How it's operating? And what's on the books that leaves the door open for some ill will things? Well, may Allah guide us as we do our research and connecting anything that is for the human being improvement. It's what we connect with, as we played today earlier, the commentary from Imam Warthi Muhammad, Rahimullah Hole, as he spoke about community, the productivity of a community. So let's continue, because that's part of the governance as well. All right, so now we go to Ayat 5. We just spoke, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just revealed about twice Israel will be punished. Twice they receive blessing. See if it's in the will be or in the past tense. Reach haughtiness. You will reach haughtiness. It says you will reach haughtiness. Surely you will cause corruption. This is in Ayat 4. Yes, yes. And we decreed, yes. Okay, 5. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Fa'idha ja'a wa'adu ulahuma ba'athna alaykum عبادا لنا أولي بأس شديد فجاسوا خلال الديار وكان وعدا مفعولا When the first was seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. When the first of the warnings came to pass, we sent against you, given to terrible warfare. They entered the very utmost parts of your home, and it was a warning. In parentheses, completely, close parentheses, fulfilled. Ayat 6. Thumma radadna lakum karata alayhim wa amdadnakum بأموالي وبنين وجعلناكم أكثر نفيرا Then did we grant you the return as against them. We gave you increase in resources and sons and made you the more numerous in manpower. We must do 7, everyone, right now at this point, because, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sending the warning through, and we're getting this revelation through Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and understanding the connection, that Prophet Muhammad made. One part of the connection is with Musa, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outlined here, revealed here, that Allah gave the book to Musa, and it was for guidance, and it was clear guidance to the children of Israel. So let's continue. It's ayat 7 of Surah 17, Al-Isra. إن أحسنتم لأنفسكم وإن أساءتم فلها فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوء وجوهكم وليدخلوا مسجدا كما دخلوا أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تبيرا. صدق الله العظيم. Okay. If you did well, you did well for yourself. If you did evil, in parentheses, you did it, in parentheses, close parentheses, against yourself. So when the second of the warnings, enemies, in parentheses, to disfigure your faces and to enter your temple as they had entered it before, and to visit with destruction all that fell into their power. About Allah's mercy and the position for those who reject faith. History has been recorded of how, now I don't know, and maybe in conversation, y'all, we can have the you know, how we've heard comments that, okay, those that say they're of Israel, children of Israel, that there was some heritage stolen in the process through the years. And then there's the word, those are called the Zionists, and how they're in power. They're not really of Israel. However it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, and Allah knows all that any of us do. Allah knows everything about it, whatever we do. The human family has to connect with being of faith in Allah and taking nothing for granted, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sees, Allah first hears our prayer, hear our calling on Allah, hears our, knowing that our hands are tied, perhaps that we can't go and physically help someone who's being overrun, overpowered by someone else, machinery-wise, or just physically standing and doing whatever to another, somebody else. But power of prayer is very, very well known. And at the same time, it is Allah's will that is in place as we strive to do, we, whoever are in the faith part of it, we strive to do what we can do. And that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that the arrogance is in the blessings, with the blessings that Allah has given, as when we read Surah Al-Kahf, how arrogant ones can get because they have, they're feeling that they have position to not have, that their power is going to last, that their fruitfulness is going to last, that their numerous count of children is going to last, that they're classifying themselves as royalty is going to last, that their gods are going to protect them, whatever they've raised up to be gods. And that's for any in the human family. This is not to the animals, not to the trees, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has this definitely for the human being that has put themselves in that way. Now, Israel, we've come to connect it with a particular people that says they're Jews. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say Yahud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Bani Israel, children of Israel. In the history part, when we study the travel of those who traveled and quote unquote considered themselves the children of Israel, you know, again, journey, those who journeyed from persecution, from whom who were displaced, had to find themselves a place, and then in Jerusalem, I don't know if Jew has anything to do with that part, but anyway, in Jerusalem, we hear salam on with that. But alhamdulillah, as we discussed, press one on your phone if you've studied in history in any count to give credence to those that journeyed Isra, that journeyed after having been quote unquote persecuted or attacked. What is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from them nonetheless? Does Allah expect for them to submit? Let's go to 706627. Our brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad.
Welcome.
You're on.
Brother Muhammad.
Oh, I was about to say you're on mute.
Yes, ma'am. I always appreciate that help. Thank you much. And Prophet Muhammad, by the way, of Hinesville, Georgia. We thank Allah much for rehearsing and bringing back to our common sense much knowledge, much of many things that have been distorted and given to us in a very confused state. Now, we already know that Shaitan, inshallah, Allah knows best, that he's not going to hell by himself. He's not going to be in that state, whatever it is, when on that day when those who of the human creation join him in that reality, you know, is a warning to us by Almighty God Allah that everything we're going through, everything we read in the Quran and in the history of Revelation, is for those who believe. Oh, you who believe, you are the ones who are going to be successful. And we can study and learn and learn and learn, but it's never going to make any sense why the human being who has a natural inclination tends to let Shaitan continue to make us deviate with his whispers, with his concepts, with his images, you know, and his controlling our material reality, food, shelter, clothing, transportation, etc., and to at the same time continue to scatter our minds and make us forget a lot of things that we are intending to put together. Now, we have the opportunity, people in this reality, 2025 now, we have the opportunity to look forward, go forward, because we have studied, by Allah's mercy, a whole reality for the last 50 years at least. And we know the truth, the whole truth, and it's very clear. But to try to continue to develop a way for people who have the same freedom that we have. We have the freedom to believe in what Allah has created for us to believe, or we have the freedom to disbelieve in what Allah has created us to believe. And the best thing that we can do is, like we said, no, not too much in the history of Revelation that we've seen the prophets and the messengers of God, may Allah be pleased with all of them, and the people who followed them. The only reason why we're still successful now It's because we believe and we have received the reward of Almighty God Allah to be continue to have the opportunity to develop human believers, using that terminology that way, using people who believe to come together to our destiny. We already know what our destiny is. We know how to get where we are, and we know why we are where we are now. And we know that when you go into past, that's gone. Only Allah has control of the past. In fact, he's the one who has control of everything. But the past, a human being cannot do anything with it because it already has its reward. It already has its punishment. It's only in a state where Allah has put them until that day of judgment. But there's a lot of human people, a lot of humanity is going through the hellfire. The language that we've been taught, the language that we've been translating and breaking down from the Arabia. But that's definitely going to happen. There's no doubt about it. This is why Allah has told us to have no doubt about what you are reading in the Quran, not just to history, not just to those who are having us continue to be in the same environment that produces this situation. We have been told for 900 years now to come out of this environment and start to build the future for the humanity that believes. You know,
yes,
because that's
realistic.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. And that's what we are doing, because in our minds, and it takes us to have words, thinking, have a particular thought process in order to do that, and we have to realize where we are every day. We're consuming from Allah's mercy blessing. We're consuming electricity, using it, and we don't know who that is that's coming, you know, to put up your wiring and what have you. But we thank Allah for them. So we're not, I hope, striving to move away from Allah's blessing. I don't think any of us are willing to do that, but we want to be able to identify as we grow, as we continue to grow, and that we don't just let things pass by without study and understanding of how we got to here and what we have to do, what we can do to maintain. So you've given points of measure of don't stop living out the life that Almighty God has blessed us with.
Okay, but living means taking what Allah has given us and spinning it in His way, so that we'll have concrete, using that terminology, we'll have a concrete model that can't be touched by those who choose to go or continue to contaminate or quicksand a lot of people with good intentions and things like that, but yet still they're not going anywhere but deeper into the mud, deeper into the rabbit hole, deeper into the hellfire, you know, and it's making it very difficult. If we spend our money, they say that's where we at in 2025. The only thing that's holding us up is that we are not spending what Allah has already given us to bring about this unity.
Okay.
A protection, of reality.
Right, so we're working towards it, inshallah. But I don't think a physical location is going to save us from any kind of, well, that's my thinking. But alhamdulillah, all right, your thought, we respect your intelligence. So alhamdulillah, stay with me. I'm going to open up the mic of our next caller here. Let's see here. And it is two other callers. Let's see, first 718-749. State the name where you're calling from, and then we have 323-867 after that. Okay, 718-749, our brother William Kareem. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, it's good to be with you all. Interesting conversation, especially about this surah. I take a approach as far as this surah is concerned. We, as a community of people, especially under the leadership of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, we can read the surah and get some abstracts as far as thinking is concerned. But I think that we get a lot into the abstract and are not able to take that abstract information and make it concrete, whereas it actually plays out in our lives. And I'm of the impression that it doesn't play out into our life because we're not reading the we're not reading the right. And this is just my opinion as far as it's concerned. Because when I'm reading the Quran and what's being said, I'm reading about human beings. In this part is talking about Al-Isra. It's talking about human beings and the way that human beings act and how human beings continue to act. And so one of the lessons that we as humans were supposed to learn, especially from the Quran, when it tells us that, you know, that Adam knew the nature of things and he was able to name them. So I've always questioned, well, if we know how to name things, why is it that we can't look and see that the human beings of the past are acting just like that the human beings of the past are reflections of us as human beings right now? That we're not any different from the human beings of the past. We're not any different. And we wind up doing the same things and making the same mistakes over and over again. It's at least that's why it would seem to me that that Allah sent the prophets to the human beings and tell them, hey, you're getting off course. You know, get back on course. Get back on course. You're getting off course. I'm giving you a warning now. I'm giving you a warning. Get back on course. So it seems that the Quran is saying that, you know, we know how human beings act, just like we know how birds act. You know, they fly and they tweet, tweet, tweet. We know how lions, which are cats, we know how they act and how they're supposed to act, because they don't act any different from the cats of the past. Their nature, that's the way they act. So when we see a cat today, we know that that cat has the same inclinations, basically, of the cats of the past. I hope I'm, you know, being clear. At least this is the way that I look at it. So when I look at the Quran, what the Quran has told us, and what I've read from it, is that you know, especially about this part about Israel, Bani Israel, is telling us. It's just telling us, you know, the way they acted in the past, the same way they act in the future. It's the same way they're going to continue to act, as far as it's concerned. And as far as the idea of, well, they're not the original, Hebrews. They're not the original tribe of Israel. You know, they is. The original tribe was black. Oh, okay. Okay. But the original Arabs, the original Muslims, were Arabs. But that didn't say that, you know, because the original Arabs was Muslim, that, you know, you can't be Muslim from another country. We got Muslims that are Chinese, Russian, etc., African, all over the place. So it would be the same thing with the Hebrew religion. Wouldn't it be the same thing? It would just seem that the people that are of the tribe of Israel today, that, you know, they have given off qualities of sticking together and doing only for themselves and making sure, et cetera, et cetera. And this is the way that their community has developed and the way that they have decided to, you know, follow the book. So I think that that's where we kind of get off track. And the question becomes, as far as, Mr. Trump is concerned, who will be the president soon, yeah, he does a lot of talking, but we shouldn't actually judge, because of all this rah-rah that's out there in the atmosphere. Let's see what they do and then make a judgment. Because, people can talk and say whatever you want to say, but let's see what you do. And then, let us make the judgment on that. Thank you so very much. I'll that's all I'd like to say right now. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah. And you're connecting. We as far as my reading and understanding is highlighting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighting that the arrogance that gets you down from here because of the arrogance, and that arrogance becoming haughty in power and thinking. So yes, we're talking real life human beings, because we mentioned about the true human and what makes the true human, and then what makes us fall from grace. How do we oppress our own selves? So we read from Surah 7 first, Surah Araf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and get you down from here. The arrogance is not needed, not to be here. And so that's in our makeup, that when we have arrogance, it's not in our hands and feet. The arrogance is in our mind and our spirit. So that's where we're connecting that with the children of Israel. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, true, yes, whoever the children of Israel, that's where it lies, that Allah says twice you were blessed and twice you will be punished, and then the punishment happened. And then, as you say, what they did before, they're doing now. So it matters not whoever it is, the children of Israel or those, the Zionists, the ones who claim to be Jews or claim to be whatever, ever have, and I'm connecting it with a journey, have make their life journey be that of arrogance.
One of the things we learned in the beginning that there's no difference between a black Ku Klux Klaner and a white Ku Klux Klaner or a Chinese Ku Klux Klaner. See these different degrees and names for arrogance. Like you said, is the problem that we all have in the reaching our creative destiny, that Allah has given permission for one with that same type of attitude to be rebellious against what he know is right, wrong. He know that him asking for respite from Allah was out of his character, but he didn't realize his new free will. The power that he has now, and he's his own self, and that's why we have to understand how it's important that we learn. If we're going to talk, it should be counseling and comforting each other or the human beings who are seeking Allah's refuge, because that's where the healing comes at, when we counsel one another and make it clear to them that you be your or you be my way, or you be their way, or you be my way, then they can begin to see their reality that Allah has been operating in. Because we have a destiny.
Okay. Now, Muhammad, let me go to the caller that hasn't spoken yet. Please, if I may. I think we do take on what you're saying, but I want to come back to you after. We have a new caller here in the queue. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Thank you for your patience on that. 323-867. This is the caller.
Yes, ma'am. Alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I just want to tell, there's a story. And you could correct me, those that could add on. They said one time in Rome, it was ruled by the Israelites, and they was all dark. dark, real dark-skinned people. And they ruled that country for many of years. But it came when they got ran out. And then when they run them out, they moved down to Italy and Spain, right up in that area right there. And they said what they happened is they, when they came to the United States, they became Israelites. And I see that's, I'm trying to get it this straight. Anyway, they was Israelites. That's what they was. And they said that, I basically almost forgot what it was, but it was, they were dark-skinned people. And when, oh, yeah, the Jews, then the Caucasians, they stole their birthrights. That's what happened. The Jew, the Caucasians stole the birthrights of the Jews, and that's what happened right there. So they are not really the original Jews. The original Jews are dark-skinned people, and they believe it in one God who created the heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, and the stars.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I too remember reading something to that, but now reading into what how Allah Subhanahu wa Taala is revealing it, the arrogance has no complexion. Now, when Allah says the children of Israel twice, and I have to take that literally, as you know. But those who and the history shows there were those who journeyed to find a land because their homes have been invaded. They have been, I won't say terrorized. I guess terrorized would be the right word, but they were, they fled their homes. And this is why those who are in, I'm taking what I've seen, read, but it, only Allah knows, and those who have studied it greater than I, but those when they wind up in, what is it, Jerusalem, and then denoting that this is the land that Almighty God blessed us with, and going back through their heritage, and regardless of what complexion they are now, that's the way they've connected it with history. Now, but from Allah's revelation now, how we're to adapt and adopt is that the arrogance is not has no place in seeking peace. And that's the overall presence that we were driving towards, is that in our governance of ourselves, we're governing ourselves, whoever the ourselves is, we're governing ourselves by way of how we conduct our affairs, how our conduct is, and what whoever conducts themselves in the best way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that's the believer, that's the one of faith. And alhamdulillah.
Well, an idea, a historical idea regarding, you know, they used to say, you probably heard the statement, the wandering Jews. And
the wandering, uh-huh.
Yes, they're called the wandering Jews because wherever they settled, they tried to take advantage of opportunities that was in the land. And the opportunities that they took advantage was always a benefit for their community and not necessarily for the place where they was at. And so while they were capable of being quite successful and seeing opportunity and going into a place and taking advantage of opportunity and building something, they always just looked out for themselves. And what it winded up doing, it winded up getting them in trouble with the political structure, because the people then complained to their leaders that, you know, these people have come in and, you know, they're doing what they're doing, and it's not a benefit for us. And so they would have to leave. And that happened also at the time of Spain, when the Moors came into Spain. that they had agreements with the tribe of the Jews, and they were able to work together. But when the Christians came in and started to take over, you know, what they told the Muslims and they told the Jews, listen, either you become Christian or you got to get out of here. So when they went to Germany. Yeah, go ahead.
And this is something, too, everyone that's on and your mics are open. The term Yahudi, I think, has been indicating Jews. But here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, then the children of Israel, is it because they claim themselves to be of Israel, meaning the one Jacob? I think they're putting their connection with, and that's what we read this morning about, or I had read separately, I'm sorry, Jacob, Prophet Yaqub, was of the 12, indicated the 12 tribes, and saying Benjamin was the last of the tribe, and saying that became the Bani Israel. Now, that's not in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revealing, other than Allah is revealing the children of Israel. Is this the children of Jacob? I haven't studied that far.
Yeah, but look at Jacob. You know, look at what they say about Jacob. What is the story with Jacob?
Please say.
Jacob was the one, they changed his name from Jacob to Israel. And Jacob is known as the one who stole his brother's birthright. He stole his
birthright.
Yeah, that's what I was indicating. Uh-huh,
the heritage thing.
Yeah, he stole his heritage. And he had to leave because his brother was looking to kill him. And so he had to leave. He winded up getting back with his brother because when the father died, I think it was Abraham, when Abraham died, you know, and this is Bible circumstance, but they say that, you know, like, Jacob was able to see opportunity, because you know that, Hank, I don't know how far you want to go with this, because Jacob, remember, Jacob was the one who went to, you know,
take it wherever okay. We need to go to connect us with the conduct of our affairs. This is governance.
Yes.
Before we get to the political, we have to see where the conduct arrives.
Okay. So Jacob, after he ran out, he runs out, and as a matter of fact, his mother is the one that sent him to her brother, who was living in another place. I forgot the brother's name, but when we did the story of the last of the prophets, they mentioned it. But what he did is, you know, he went to, you know, his mother's brother, and he took him in, and he wanted to marry the younger daughter, and he said, Paul said, you can marry her, but you got to work for me for 7 years. And so he said, okay. And so the father acted like, you know, he was going to let Jacob marry the younger daughter, got him drunk, and then wed him to the older daughter. And when he woke up, he said, I thought you said you was going to let me marry the younger daughter. He said, but the older daughter got to go first. But if you want to marry the younger daughter, then you got to work for me for 7 more years, and then I'll let you marry the younger daughter. So this is where
now, hold
we
it right
get.
There.
Okay.
Hold it right there, because we have two new callers, and I don't want to lose train of thought, but I think it wasn't it Musa? But anyway, we'll get back to those characters who okay, alhamdulillah, this is interesting. Let me go to the new callers, 636-980, followed by 727-408. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Yes, this is Kareem
Hamid
calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. You know, race is it has its place.
But if we say that Muslim means Arab, we would be incorrect to identify a religion attached to just one race. We know there are Muslims all over the world of every race, ethnicity. And I say that in regards to Judaism. These people have adopted that religious name, and they have identified it as a race. When Musa, when he was confronted by the magicians of Pharaoh, and what he represented, it confounded the logic of the magicians themselves. Even Pharaoh's wife said, "I believe in the God of Moses." She became a Jew then. Some of the magicians that witnessed this, whatever he presented, they said, "We believe in the God of Moses." So that has nothing to do with race. These people have skillfully placed themselves in a racial context in regards to the religion revealed by Allah to Moses. And we should not be a victim of that. You know, religion is religion. Anyone can become a Muslim. Anyone can be a Jew. That is that you believe in the books of Moses, and what was revealed to him. So let us not fall into their trap. These people have masqueraded themselves. They have placed a religion on a racial construct. That is a deceptive, manipulative condition that they have created throughout the earth. There are people called Ashkenazi. They come from Eastern Europe. They are part of that. Sammy Davis Jr., our brother, he practiced the Jewish faith. That made him a Jew. That had nothing to do with his race. So I'll stop right there. I hope what I've said has been beneficial. Thank you, Mark. That's what I'm
wanting. Thank you. Yes, it does. The idea of the as we were talking about the heritage and all of that being stolen, because anyone else listening on may, you know, have come through that learning and that thinking, and so we're putting it out there that you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overall said arrogance is not accepted in the what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said here can get you down from here, and wherever that here was the peace. And wherever you're getting down to is not peace. It's hell, so to speak. It's a life of disgrace. So let's go to our next caller, 408-727-408. Thank you, ma'am. Let's see here. Did I open your mic? Yes, I did. Okay. 727-408, we have Bilal. Assalamu alaikum. Bilal? Are you with us? Is your mic? Wait a minute. Bilal moved out of position. Let's see here. Okay. All right. So back to you, William. Was that Moses?
Well,
Yes, sir.
William was right when he came in. And this is why we have to bring our research and our history back to the future as much as we possibly can. To check us, because see, this is why Imam Muhammad came in, and our first concern was balance, because that was a clear message from the example that Prophet Muhammad said when he said, "Want for your brother what you want for yourself." I'm talking about freedom, justice, and equality. We see all these other ways of life has only produced the individuality concerns and appetites. But we as Muslims today in 2025 and those who are striving to reach the balance of how to resolve all these problems have to come through equality. And we are representatives of justice because that's what Allah is, a just God. So we have to make sure that we reflect back and forth as we do our homework, our assignments, our study, and make sure that how does the past, if we're going to use it, the research for it, and how does it apply now? Because we had to get the balance. We had to get people to understand that you'll be successful if you want for somebody what you want for yourself. That's the way to get all this arrogance, all of this corruption. And we as Muslims, are that's our battleground. We're fighting corruption and becoming off balance so bad to where we fall like everybody else has, who Allah talks about in the Quran, who let themselves get off balance in their worship and think something is what we call deviation, or we think that something is more, can be explained better than Allah can. But remember, that's what Shaitan does. He's trying to say that he's got a better idea of this creation called the human being, now with the language of a human, but this Khalifa, he's better than that. And this is a very serious kind of reality we're going through, being a creative thing, who recognize a creator of all things we see and don't see, whether we like it or not. We are in a very conscious, very serious situation because people are dying, using that terminology on our level. People are really suffering. And it's all about elementary language, something that we, by Allah's mercy, begin to learn from Imam Muhammad when he came here. And he brought us right back to the beginning of that language when Prophet Muhammad even asked and said there's no superiority. It's equality. So those of you who follow what Allah has commanded in this book called the Quran, the guidance you have, and apply it the way that I'm living it, you should strive for equality. You should strive for one for your brother, what you want. Keep the balance in the nature, because the balance has been it's stumbling. It's slipping like it's still slipping. Still slipping. We haven't got our feet firm back on the foundation of our creation yet. Just want to say that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Keeping the balance. And as you were speaking, and I was going to go back to William, but I was thinking of study the life of those before us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I'm understanding it in that way in which it was translated. And I went to Surah Al-Ankabut, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, this Surah 2, Surah 29, Ayat 2 and 3. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. And يُفْتَنُونَ, if you hear in there, the fitna. Okay, يُفْتَنُونَ. Do men seeking refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Do men think, or mankind think? All right, so this nas is thinking capability. Do men think that they will be left alone on saying we believe and not, and that they will not be tested? Then ayat 3, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. صدق الله العظيم. We did test those before them, and Allah will certainly know those who are true from those who are false. So now that lets us know if we fail to understand what happened before our day and time here and now, and not discuss it, and not connect the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam going through the having the mihraj, the ascension, and the spirit of the journey that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pertinence, the importance of Allah taking from Jerusalem and turning to Mecca as it sounds easy to just say, but this is a process that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want mankind to know. And so the warning includes all of that came before us. As you say, we're going to be committing certain acts, but now we understand that we don't want to stay there. So our manners, our conduct is very important. But if we go just on our feelings, like, are we seeing that today? But alhamdulillah. So any comments on that about those before us and how that's referenced with the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him?
I believe that Kareem made some points about Musa. And he said that Musa, that Pharaoh's wife, believed in Allah, or believed in the message of Moses, and so did the his advisors. But then I ask you to take into consideration the relationship that Musa had to Pharaoh's wife. Was there a relationship? Did she know him and did he know her? Also, the scribes or the ones who was done, did they know Moses? Did they know him, who he was, and did he know who they were? And I believe that the character of Moses or Musa was already known to the people, and they knew that he was a good person. As a matter of fact, the queen is the one that took him out of the river. So she knew him. But she knew her husband also. And when he came with the light, it's not like it was a stranger coming to her. It was not like a stranger coming to the advisors. They knew him. He was brought up, you know, by them in the castle. So there was a character that he had developed before he started to have a problem. He killed those two people. But when he went back, the human being has a memory. And it's obvious that they remember him as being a good person. So when he came back, they saw the arrogance in Pharaoh, but they saw the good that was in Musa. And I think that would be the same thing, that's why character is so important with us. That when you establish a good character, that people remember that. And if people try to take advantage of you, then, you know, that, you know, people will step up to arrogant people and say, no, you're not going to do this to this. This is a good person here. I'm not going to let you do that.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so very much. Was just connecting those William Kareem. I'm really calling Kareem Hamid. When I say
a lot
William
of people call
Kareem.
Me Kareem, sis. A lot of people call
yeah,
me Kareem.
Yeah, and I'm saying your whole name. I'm saying William Kareem. I'm saying two different people, though. Alhamdulillah. Everyone who's on the line tonight, it is a blessing to have the opportunity for us to clearly in our heart and mind see this as a warning in today's time, and we're connecting with the Hijra calendar. Now, how connected in that? We have to see the connection between that movement process, even though it outlines events or things that happened, but those things that happened were also connected with driving towards peace. And all the connection with the Quran being the revelation, being a follow through from, I think we were told that the closing of revelation in the Bible, the Al-Fatiha is the opener answering to that. So here we go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses mankind to open up and ask for guidance, for real true guidance. So this is to all of humanity. So anyone listening near or far, this is to all of humanity. It's not, as we've made it very clear, I pray we've made it clear as we can say it, it's not the color of the skin, it's not the heritage, it's not royalty, it's none of that. It is all about whether we have arrogance, haughtiness in our heart and mind, and our mannerism is connected with that. We don't want to have that. So whatever it takes to get rid of that, it's turning to to the creator of us all, praise be to Allah. And then now let's go to the land of where we are. I'm speaking to us here in the United States now, and I'm sure those in other countries perhaps have a better handle on their political arena, perhaps, understanding what their constitution states. But here in our states, each state has a constitution. And that a constitution is that which you stand upon, which you live by. And so for Florida, I'm in the sense of studying it. Of course, I don't have it all down pat, but I'm at the point of understanding why is it that it means more to have more Democrats or more Republicans or more whatever, and why do they have to be seated at the legislative board and identify who rules what? And I would say that this is a stemming from that the yesterday's where Rome and Greece and others felt like if they were in charge, whoever had the more power, it is connected to that. So we're living under that rulership kind of thinking. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sharing with us, Allah blesses whom Allah wills. And then Allah has given us the thinking capability. So we want to use our resource called thinking and apply it to studying and to seeing and making a difference, contributing where we can make life better for others, ourselves and others. Any comments on that, starting with the constitution of our state? I think we have several states on tonight. Just acknowledging that we do need to study that. Everyone, anyone? All of your mics are open.
Could you repeat the question again?
It is about the constitution of our state, just acknowledging that our state has a constitution and that it is for us to study it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, they have, in the constitutional, they have the Constitution of the United States governed, you know, that's the federal law. That's for all the states.
Right.
And then individual states, then they have state laws also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
and
down
that's
here,
what
they have
current state constitution.
Yeah, so they have state laws, like in Louisiana, they have different laws that the other mm-hmm. states don't, you know, they won't, like even yeah. dealing with homosexuality, they don't really approve homosexuality down here mm-hmm. in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, do they have an equal opportunity, equal protection act that protects the physical, what do you call it, the physical things? And this goes to businesses. It goes to here in Florida. It the mm-hmm. Equal Protection Act. In one part of it, it said that if they did a tax
on income, on gross receipts, it would be violating the 14th Amendment. And we know the 14th Amendment connects with the voting power, voting act dealing with African descendants that were enslaved here in America. So the 13th, mm-hmm. 14th, and the 15th. That in writing that to tax your gross receipts, and that means that if you tax what I made overall and not knowing that I had to pay more for my supplies than the other person, we may have made the same gross receipt amount, but for that other person who got, because of the, you know, the process of the racial climate, that they paid less and I paid more for my supplies, but yet you're going to tax both of us equally on our gross receipt. And then when it comes down to the net, I have less because of the unfair treatment of that. So the Supreme Court here in Florida said they could not do that because it would be a violation of that 14th Amendment. But alhamdulillah. But that's just one aspect of our Constitution. And then, you know, we have the stand your ground kind of law and how that came about and other things that affect all of our living here. And and should everything go back to state laws, then how that will look if we haven't studied the state laws and that govern all of our movements, then no matter what we say we believe, we will have we still have to fight that which is in writing. So back to everyone on your state constitution.
Yes, ma'am.
Go to the people if they vote for it. You know, that's what we do down here. If you vote for it, you got to, you know, the Constitution goes for everybody, but the state law, you have to vote. You know, we have state laws and you have to vote for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like some things in Mississippi that ain't going to run in Louisiana.
Right. Now, here, I remember Florida, when it succeeded, came out of the Union because it did not agree with the abolishment of slavery. Because it did, before it could re-enter the Union, it had to match itself with another state of that was considered a free state, and it matched itself, I think, with Missouri. I think it was Missouri that Florida matched itself with in order to come back into the Union. But over a period of time, again, the ones setting the laws, there are laws that are from yesterday, and there are laws that have been amended or just abolished, such as the Sunday law. The Sunday law here was that you could not sell certain things on Sunday. Actually, it started out with businesses. Certain businesses could not be opened on Sunday, that people did not work on Sunday unless you were in the field of emergency or in the medical or in something that was urgently needed for the human being. So then there were challenges against that law because they said if a hospital or any other area can be in business, that means people are working. So under the Equal Protection Act, that was a violation. So then they began to say, okay, then businesses can open up on Sunday. But then they held back on the sale I think it was tobacco and alcohol. And then, of course, they saw that as a violation. So the stores, because they said no bars could be open, but then stores started selling alcohol, were selling alcohol. And the bars said, we can't be taxed greater than what they're being taxed because that's a violation of Equal Protection Act. So the Supreme Court just said anything situational or conditional can fall up under the Equal Protection Act, but knowing that it just be based on the situation of the entities that are involved.
So just knowing that, you know, before we can claim something, we have to really, truly understand what are we filing under and what are we maintaining as far. So, alhamdulillah. Any other comments?
Yes. As far as the laws of the United States is concerned, especially constitutional laws, the Constitution of the United States has been greatly damaged. Right now we have a felon as President of the United States. That wasn't supposed to happen as far as the Constitution is concerned. However, because of changes that were made, that has become legitimate. Because of changes that were made to the Supreme Court, it's a possibility that the President of the United States can do whatever the hell he wants to do as long as he can say that it's legal and a part of his responsibilities as president. So laws can change. That's all I'm saying regarding that. And we have seen laws change. They took away the DEI law recently. And when they took away that DEI, which was diversity, equity, and inclusion was concerned, what companies started to do, there's an article that said Facebook laid off 5% of the employees, which was something like 35,000 employees, just laid them off. And the reason that they gave was because, well, you know, we want the very best of the employees that are out there. And these employees, we don't want. So, you know, these were DEI employees probably. I'm not sure with that. But the way that they stated it, well, we only want the very best. So what is the very best? Well, the very best is whatever they think. Facebook think is the very best. And they said that they were going to lay these people off, but they were going to give them a nice severance package, which would, you know, kind of justify it. But that's the situation that we're in today. And so the question becomes, what do we do as Muslims in the community? You know, what we should do is say our prayers, read our book, and call on our God, you know, and get together with each other.
And join together with like minds to make a difference, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah. Alaykum as-salam, Quran.
I just want to say one thing. The president don't have that kind of power. If you read the amendments and the Constitution, the president do not have that power. The only
what
way
power?
Satan get his power, like you said, like he could say, you were saying that if he say whatever you were saying that the president could do, and you know, he don't have that kind of power. He don't have, read the Constitution of the United States and read the amendment, read the civil rights and the human rights. You got to read all of that. You remember that the first thing Donnie Elijah Muhammad taught us, we couldn't even get in, be a Muslim unless we know our human rights, our civil rights, and our constitutional rights. And you read that, and I studied not too long ago, maybe about a month or two ago, and the president cannot do that. I'm telling you, he can't do that. I'm telling you, he don't have that kind
about
of power.
Yeah, before you close out quick, I would just want to say, remember, when it's all over with, no one has the power but Allah, and he has given, so it seems like Allah, he does know that the community here in the United States of America, the ex-slaves of this country, has the power by Allah's mission to bring everyone out of this who wants to be out of it and establish, it could be even heaven here on earth, kingdom of heaven or whatever. Or it's going to be what Allah has already promised us, and that's the victory of having another way of life in his service. We got the power. We got to quit acting like we don't have the power, and we don't have the ability to tend to our business long enough for us to spend our money, spend our time, spend our love on the believers. And that will make, that's the only thing that's going to make the believers come together, is that they see that we love each other what we love for each other. And we have to make sure we have hospitals and things for act like we're human. And where our wives and our children can be treated by those who believe in God and treat each other with a halal intellect, a halal emotion, halal everything, you know, and invite the world to it. So we have no control over them. Remember, only Lot to make them Muslims. You know, he might give them another status, like Sahaba and Tsar or whatever, and reward them according to what's in their heart. Because he best knows. He knows what everybody's going through. But those of us who are out front, those of us who lead the world in prayer.
Just to let the sister know, just to let the sister know that the six justices in the Republican-appointed supermajority held, I quote, "A former president is entitled to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions within his conclusive and preclusive constitutional authority." They also said there is no immunity for unofficial acts. Rather, that, you know, that makes it clear. But that's what I'm saying, that he has the power of a dictator. That's what the Supreme Court gave him.
But if they came together and really want to get him put out of that office, they can't stop the people of America to come together and ratify a recall because of his character, because of his behavior. They don't have to take that for the next 4 years unless the people let themselves, we willfully submit to it. It's simple as that.
That's
but
why
we're
studying the process. And that's why we're studying the process, so that we don't emotionally get roar about what's happened, but we intelligently go about the process. So alhamdulillah, but we have to know it. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, and this is why I'm talking, because I wasn't fully aware of Florida and it's what you have to do when you file anything according to whatever, you know, you're that's been violated, and likewise with it being a constitutional amendment.
That's right.
Versus
that's right.
Law. Alhamdulillah. All right, we heard another voice give greetings. Thank you, Muhammad. Thank you, Quran. Thank you, William. Somebody else spoke.
Michael.
Alaykum. Okay.
Michael Hameen. You know, African Americans have a history of coming up under the laws, the Constitution of the United States of America, the state laws, but laws have no more strength than the willingness of the enforcers of the laws to go by them, you know, to support the enforcement. And we as African Americans, we've experienced that. And you know, I watch the YouTube and I watch the behavior of African Americans becoming indignant with the police officers. And the history of policing in America was to restrict the movement, the paddy rollers, to restrict the movement of the slaves. And even after slavery, you know, the enforcement to restrict the movement of African Americans was something that was not legal, but the psyche of the European people in America has been developed out of that chattel slavery environment. And there's a certain social position that African Americans were given, you know, and that was a position on the bottom where little regard or respect. There was no obligation to give that to black folks. So
you know, keeping in mind the history, how this country developed, and uh-huh. and like I lived for a number of years in Alabama, and they talk of laws, 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 but there's a corrupt spirit in Alabama. The history of Alabama shows that, you know, the way that they, after slavery, established laws to incarcerate the black folks in order to get free labor, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just have to keep in mind our history. And even up until today, many of the laws, the DEI laws and other laws or constructs that were established to help to attempt to bring about some equity, some fairness in the social life. The civil rights law, for instance, I considered it disrespect that they had to ratify that every year. I mean, what kind of message is that? What kind of mess is that? Uh-huh. You pass these laws, but it depends on the good graces of whatever the construction of the of the Congress is, whether uh-huh. or not the law is going to be respected. So we need to regard what Allah says about us as human beings, which is a part of what was brought into the constructs of the American life, the idea of all men being created equal. It's not in the Constitution, and there was mm-hmm. conversation, as I understand it, the Federalist Papers tell you that they had a conversation about the Declaration of Independence being joined with the U.S. Constitution, and the decision was made to keep them separate. And you know, this we need to look at the laws of Allah in terms of establishing ourselves. You know, we need to work on establishment. Everybody, mm-hmm. concluding, everybody might not have an interest or the ability to read the local constitution, but mm-hmm. we ought to work in concert, work together, collaborate, so that those that have an interest and have the ability to go mm-hmm. through the state laws, that we can have Shura, Benahum, and those people that have knowledge of the state laws can help us to navigate. But it's very important for us to remember the history and past of America in terms of black folks. We have been trying to establish ourselves in a stable manner in America for hundreds of years. And there always has come up something in terms of the savage nature of the common European men and women, something to come up to try to de-establish us, because the focus has been that these people are worthy of being on the bottom of the social life, the bottom of society, the bottom class uh-huh. Of the social life. And that's still an image that we have to overcome today. And I don't care how much money or so-called positions of influence and power that we may have, that still exists today. Black folks are considered to be less than. But there has been a sufficient number of Europeans and others that regard and respect the humanity of everyone, yeah. including black folks. And we have to acknowledge that progress, that there has been progress in that area, but it's obvious that there's still savagery among certain Europeans, and they still want to hold on to the lie, you know, rather than use their human energies to improve their life. Mm-hmm. They see themselves as being better by virtue of the lie that has been established here in America about the condition of African Americans. I'll stop with that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. If I might right hear what you're saying, Brother Imam, so that same what we were reading tonight about, he said twice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said twice about the Israelis, see, that thinking don't have to be from a certain place, like it could be in Israel itself, but it could be over here in the United States. And that thinking, and so for the believer, see, it'd be like, dang, it ain't no way. I mean, everything you want to try to do, that this mind is like, oh, well, we got a law against you that you can't do that. But now I can do it if I want to. That's that thinking. So as a believer, and we read the Quran, we're studying the history and everything, oh, baby, it's going down here. And it's going down very shortly, too. It's not a long ways off. It's going to be the freedom of humanity, because by the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there can't nothing and nobody ever do anything about it or change it. Israeli thinking or what? Nobody. So that's what we're looking for. That's what we have. We like, okay, we're being patient. Because it's going down. Allah already said it's going down. So, okay, yeah, you are big and you are arrogant and everything. You're treating the people like this. Oh, you're going to make sure, keep your feet, if they say keep your feet or your knee on his neck. Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep him still. See, that's the thing, and that's that type of mentality. You know, so, but we don't have, you can't fight evil with evil. You got to go with him from what Allah said.
That's right.
And I'll stop.
If we could just focus on what is our part in building the community life? What is our part in terms of using my mind, my thoughts, what Allah has gifted me to establish an environment of trust and knowledge, respect for knowledge, an environment of trust and respect for the differences, you know, that Allah in Al-Islam, he approved of us differing. You know, and he tells us, you know, take your differences to Allah. You know, he gives us a way of intelligent behavior in terms of dealing with those. Like Imam Muhammad said, I only have control over myself. Everybody else, my wife, my children, community members, I have to negotiate for better behavior. You know, I can't make people do stuff. I have to negotiate with folks.
Alhamdulillah. And everyone, that's where we are in understanding our way of conduct, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and that takes us, thank you, that takes us right back to the connection that Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, was making with the Mihraj, the ascension, and that night journey, the purpose, aligning the prophet as an example for all of humanity. And those that he met the purpose of that, what did they reflect? What did they mean? What did Adam and Jesus and John, or Isa and Yahya, Yusuf, and Idris, and then Harun and Musa and Ibrahim. That's not all of the prophets, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah took the prophet on that journey. So there was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know about our mannerism and how to deal with everything in this life. So that's why we're taking our slow turn, slow walk on our journey in connecting with that and the reflection of the Hijra calendar as it denotes or it indicates certain events. So any comments before we close out for tonight? on that.
As-salamu alaykum. Alaykum as-salam. I just want to say that time for us to call for a meeting. It's time for us to call, and everything you can, it's time for us to call for a meeting. Alhamdulillah. Because the brother said, what can we do? It's time for us to call for a meeting, and you cannot speak. And you don't let nobody know what you're going to do on this line. Alhamdulillah.
Exactly.
It's time for us to call for a meeting. And count me in. You got my number.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. And of course, CWSC's avenue is providing avenues for that to take place. So we know it is, as we read the signs, everyone, as to where we are, how we're, Allah's blessed us to go about certain things in different ways, through different doors. That's very important. Take heed to that, and we thank Allah for are convening in this manner, in the small way. So may we be blessed to continue forward. And when I say continue forward, in studying Quran and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue to bless us with guidance that will affect all of us to improve the life, contributing what we can. Yes, sir.
I'd like to share that the sun and the moon are given to us by Almighty God Allah. He tells us about the establishment of 12 months, the establishment of the idea of a day, the establishment of a man coming into this idea of a week and a month, how the month is structured. Mm-hmm. And the sun and the moon are tools of utility. The calculations of years and months, the cycle of the moon, it speaks to our inner development. You know, the light of the sun reflects upon the moon, and the moon shows us phases of development of light. And that's instructive in terms of what Allah wants for us in terms of growing our inner life. And that inner life, the inner life is more than just physical. You know, it's spiritual, and it's mental, and it's moral. And the Quran gives us the guidance to how to organize ourselves to get the best utility out of ourselves. And so this Hijra calendar is important. And when you look at the ascension, it goes from the potential of Adam, all of them represent a potential in the human being, and it goes all the way up to Father Abraham, and the key element on each level was Prophet Muhammad going into that level 1 through 7. And then at the top level, we're told that they came down to the area of Jerusalem near the Dome of the Rock, and Prophet Muhammad led them in prayer. Now there's a way of looking at it in terms of, the literal, you know, the literal happening, but the higher development of our minds and our social life is in being able to see things in a more abstract way, a way that is not so much materially directed, in order to structure ourselves in a way to get the best material establishment out of life that we can. And I'll stop with that.
To be continued. Praise be to Allah. This is about our development, the community of self. The Prophet Muhammad, present peace be upon him, it is said that Rajab is Allah's month, however we take that, and Shaban is the Prophet's month, and Ramadan is the month of the community, says it's Uma. So the process that we're in, that gives us something to live out, to think, and to, going into an arena that I had no knowledge of studying even, no thinking on studying. But now that it's here in front of me and with me, I'm saying, but this is me. This is what makes me be what I say I am, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to move towards. But I was excuse me for that background noise. So in the tradition of things, I didn't realize how much in tradition I was until stepping outside of it, outside of tradition. So alhamdulillah, I'm so thankful for everyone who's connecting and seeing the benefits, and that we continue prayers for all of us as we go through this. That it's not what it is. I won't say what it's not. What it is true development for our true human self, and that we're here for all of humanity. We'll like clunk us together. We'll be like Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him as a warner to all of mankind. So may our character at any given time be of the best. Even though we have the tradition of yesterday, may we choose the best character at that moment, inshallah.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone. God's peace be upon you, and join us tomorrow morning. Prayerfully, we'll be with Block Talk. Otherwise, I pray that Imam Kareem Hamid, you can answer that. And if Block Talk is down, shall we go over to the conference line? Is Imam Kareem still with us?
He's not with us.
He's not. Okay. Well, let's pray that he goes over to the conference line. Otherwise, we won't be gathering until we go for Zoom. And our last Zoom training is Sunday coming. So, inshallah, look forward to utilizing Zoom, everyone. But should we be on tomorrow morning, it is Evolution of Revolutionary Thought and Creative Purpose. And following that, from 7 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then we join with A New Day for Al-Islam Community Radio with William Kareem for Cultural Insights, inshallah. That's from, he starts at 10 a.m. To 11, but then 11 a.m. we connect until 12, and then 12 we connect, stay there and connect with Kivel Ikwan. Well, he brings about whatever is happening, important matters happening in the world, and the relationship too at different times of hip hop, and how we are connected, all connected. So that's 11 to 1 totally for Cultural Insights. And then we go to 5 p.m. Guess who? Al-Islam in Focus with Dipreeta Abdul Hadi. That's 5 to 7 p.m. And then 7 to 9 p.m. we return for Governance, everyone. Inshallah, we haven't yet. Fleming El-Amin has been busy, and I mentioned to him while we were out of town to be grateful. And then Mava, I'm going to be asking Imam Akil, Muhammad Akil, and getting with Imam Talib Sharif and Lyndon Bilal, who's over Mava, Muslim American Veterans Association, another part of our connection with governance, serving the country in the capacity of the armed forces. All right, everyone. God's peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.